Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts. And not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real, hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Do you regret that you left French Vogue?
Vogue is a bit, at that time, was a bit like you live in a bubble, you know, yeah. You're not in reality.
Running, you know, an independent magazine outside a big group, that's hard, right?
This is very interesting for me. It makes me a better person. I understand better the life in a way because I was too protected in Vogue.
What happens when you make mistakes, though? Like, how do you recover from that?
You know what makes the biggest mistake for me is when I don't follow my instinct. I don't like to have regrets, and I have some regrets.
Hi, this is Imran Ahmed, founder and CEO of The Business of Fashion, and welcome to the BOF podcast. Karine Reutfeldt has made a name as one of the most respected and inimitable editors in the fashion industry. Starting with a career at French L and then working with Tom Ford during the early days of Gucci, followed by a long stint at French Vogue, and now, of course, her own independent media company, CR Fashion Book, Karine has really paved a path of her own in the industry. This week on Inside Fashion, I sit down with Karine to learn a little bit about her career, to get her take on the state of the fashion industry now, and to look ahead to the future of CR Fashion Book and where she might take it. One of the most important things you'll take away is that she wants to keep the gates open for all different kinds of people in fashion. So here's Karine Reutfeldt, Inside Fashion. Bonjour, Karine.
Bonjour.
Thank you for sitting down with me. It's a strange time in fashion today because we're here at Paris Fashion Week and we woke up this morning and everyone was more worried about the virus than yesterday. But we're going to focus on other things. And I'm really thrilled to sit down with you because I don't think you and I have ever had a chance to have a long conversation about your career and everything that you're doing. So this is a real pleasure for me. Thank you.
Okay.
I wanted to start, I mean, everyone by now knows, you know, all of the amazing things you've done in fashion, but I wanted to start by asking you, what was your first fashion moment? When was the moment it kind of clicked with you that this was going to become your career?
There was a time long time ago, but fashion was not considered as it was today. If you say, I want to work in fashion, people think you are just a superficial person. And when my mother was reading French Elle each week, and I was watching French Elle, and I like it. Honestly, yeah. I really like it.
But
I
got, how old were you at the time?
I think I was maybe 12 years old, something okay. like that. And I like it. I turned the pages, and I really like it. But it's my mom asked me, what you want to do? To say I would love to work in fashion will be impossible.
Okay.
But I think the click comes with Elle, and I start with French Elle.
Is that so your career there, and when you started at French Elle, what was going on in fashion at that time? Like, what do you remember?
It was amazing because, my God, it seems I'm very old ladies. There was not, we were not working with advertisers. There was not advertisers in fashion. The last page of the magazine was just something for knitting. And it was very free. And we're just going to French, let's say, designers. And at the time, we have to move to each designer to make some shopping. So I take all the metro to go to Jean-Paul Gaultier or to go to Jean-Jacques Picard with a great PR office. So you met everyone. It was easier because you have not, it was not international. There was no Instagram. There was not Wi-Fi. So you have to move yourself, touch the clothes and pick up yourself. And you meet the designer all the time.
Who was your favorite designer that you used to meet with?
Jean-Paul.
Pourquoi?
Because he's fun, and Jean-Paul is the only designer that talk everything else that fashion.
Okay.
He can talk to you about football, movies, everything else, and he never talk about himself, and he makes me laugh. I love him. I really love Jean-Paul.
Yeah, I mean, recently he did his last show.
I was not there because I have to go for this cover. I cannot stay. But I was very happy for him, and I think it's always sad for someone you think is a huge talent. Yes, he was the biggest talent. Stop. But I think he was right.
Yeah.
And he did something good, and people he did very well. He did a very nice farewell, I would say.
Yeah. I guess the thing that really changed your career and kind of took it to the next level was working with Tom Ford, right? I mean, he's your...
Become me international.
Yeah.
He pushed me to speak in English.
Yeah.
Yes,
it's How true. Did you meet him?
It's a long story. You know, I was working a lot with Mario Testino at that time.
Yeah.
And Tom really was a sort of harassment. He called us many, many, many times to see him. And you see, what is Gucci? Who is Tom Ford? Gucci is just a pearl offer. We're not interested to work for Gucci. It was for us... Boring.
Right.
And finally, Tom came to the studio where we were shooting in the summer. And we just found he was so charming, so sexy. We decided to work with him just because he was charming. And Tom, as you know, could be
very charming. Yeah. It goes a long way, right, in fashion to be good with people and to be persistent.
It's 25 years I'm working with Tom.
Yeah.
So friendship could be possible in fashion. 25 years is a long time.
Yeah.
So I start with him. It was the first time. I never did a consulting before, even though I know what it was about, you know.
Yeah.
And I work with him, do a first campaign with Mario, and after I did all the show for Tom and all Gucci's and some of Saint Laurent and keep working with him now.
Wow. And do you have any particular imagery that you think was like most... kind of emblematic of that time with working with Tom in those early days of Gucci? Is there one image that you created together that
one image that people forgot? I think it was not surely for Gucci, it was a bag company, you know? So even the first show we worked together, there was bags, and you know I'm not a bag lady.
Yeah.
But the bag was a part of the look. And I remember, I think it was the first designer to put so many bags on a runway. And the other thing, I think for me, it opened really my eyes. He was the first designer to put so open on diversity. There was no one show with not girls of color, for Asiatic girls, black girls, because he thought these girls are beauty everywhere. And plus, my customer could be black, my customer could be Chinese. So I want them to be happy, to look, to dream about the clothes, like if the girl, it was her, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's opened my mind about this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was really... Saint Laurent was very open.
Wait, yeah.
But in the same of prêt-à-porter and regality for men and boys, I think it was Tom.
Okay. And then I know we're moving through your career quickly because there's so much to talk about. But I mean, your tenure for 10 years at Paris Vogue was, you know, a defining moment. I think your own personal sense of style was so reflected in the pages of that magazine, and it really became I mean, your style became kind of equated with the style of French women everywhere around the world, right? So, you know, what were you, when you first took on that role at French Vogue, I mean, what was that like?
I think Jonathan was very nice and crazy to give me that job because I never direct anything. I was just have an assistant. So now you have so many people, like 40 people to take care. It's a lot. It's a lot of responsibility. You know, when you talk about career, maybe one something very important to tell is the people you meet in your life at the right timing. The first one, as you say, was Tom. But maybe before Tom, it was Mario because he's the one that makes me understand, I don't know, understand me who I was in fashion. After it was Tom. And after the third one was Jonathan, opened me the gate of French Vogue, you know. And Jonathan let me do everything I want. Honestly, give me, it was like a golden cage, but I have the key, I can do everything I want. And I think business was good. And I think I'm making love. He really loves me, lets me do everything I want. And when you're looking at Vogue, see, what really Vogue is meaning, you have to think about Newton, Bourdin, all these amazing photographers, and for the editor-in-chief at that time that pushed them, you know, this lady, she was fearless. And now all these pictures are at museum. But today it will be impossible to print Newton picture, Bourdin picture. It will be very difficult.
Because why?
Because today they will say, oh, because of Me Too, I don't know, we will say, oh, too much nudity, the girl are too young, we see too much sex, we see the hair of the pubis. It was very, I think there was more freedom at the time that we have today, unfortunately.
And do you think some of that is for good? There's been a lot of changes with regards to the way we think about young models and the pressure to put that they get put under. So in a way, some of the changes
are good.
Yeah.
I totally agree with you. Me, with a model, I always think about them like a mama. So I don't think with one model, don't like me, I say, it's cold, don't be naked, put a coat on you. I was very protective, eat, take a tea. I'm very protective with model. But I think we have to protect them. And, you know, we're smoking. Smoking is a great gesture for fashion. But at that time, my father was smoking, my husband was smoking, was raised with smoke. We didn't know it was bad. For 30 years, we used cigarette in fashion. Today, we know it's not good, so we try not to use cigarette in fashion. We try. And so a lot of things was like that. And even we keep learning, you know, when I put Halima, this Muslim girl with a scarf on the cover of my magazine, and after to push her to do shows, I understand something because she asked to have like a private cabin for her. It's like the way she was raised, you know, and I say, oh my God, she's boring. What she asked for that, you know, and finally, okay, do for her, I really love her. And finally she was white, and I saw all these naked girls, still the photographer taking pictures. I say, she's white, this is not possible. So now I say, all photographer out when the girls start to dress. Before I didn't think this way. So all the people open your eyes, totally.
Yeah. I mean, as you know, I haven't been in the industry for a long time, but even in the period of time that I've been working in fashion, I sense this massive shift in you know, culture broadly, but also in the way we think about these things. And sometimes, you know, I remember when I first used to go backstage in fashion shows, I used to wonder about these things.
Yes.
Like, how does it work that anyone can just roam around here while they're...
Yes, and naked girls, and I think, maybe the girl doesn't pay attention, but finally I'm sure there was unrest.
Yeah.
And finally something opened my eyes. I said, no, it's not possible. There was no one show I'm working. And I'm screaming at the photographer, get out when the girl change or get out when the girl put the naked. It's not possible. It's not, c'est pas chic. No, it's not possible.
No.
I'm a mother. I cannot support that.
Yeah.
Always
and
think
a
this as a mother. Yes, and a grandmother.
Yeah.
But always think this way, you know?
Yeah.
So this, I'm protect all my girls. I'm very protective with my girl, let's say.
Do you regret that you left French Vogue? I mean, you left in a bit of a, like, it was trouble when you left, you know?
It's like a divorce, you know?
It was a hard moment.
It was, you love your husband love you, and you divorce, so you hate each other, love and hate, and not very far away.
Yeah.
And it was 10 years. 10 years is a long time. And I see I have to do something else. And it was difficult. Let us say it was difficult for me, but... And I decide to make a new magazine. And why I decide to make a new magazine? Maybe I can say like John Galliano, I didn't do my best dress yet. So maybe I have still stories to tell. I want to keep on. I love that. You know, I love the idea of doing on a fashion shoot. So I keep on doing that. It was not easy, but I love that. But leaving Vogue, it was difficult. You have always someone to take care of you. I don't know. To take a phone for you, to reserve a car for you, to reserve a restaurant for you. You know, you don't take care. Suddenly, well, you're in the city in New York, ask for a yellow cab. You never did this before.
Yeah.
And suddenly it's back to reality and I really like it. It makes me more real person. Vogue is a bit, at that time, was a bit like you live in a bubble, you know, you're not in reality.
So when you did leave Vogue, you decided to launch your own magazine.
After this big party of the 90 years of Vogue, I decided to launch a magazine immediately.
Okay. So that's where I want to focus a little bit of our conversation, because today the world of magazines is completely different and it's really changed a lot.
Of course.
Not just creatively, but the economics around it. So you said maybe I haven't made my best picture yet, but you know, what were the other things you were thinking about in launching a new magazine? Because a magazine also has to have a purpose, right? There has to be an audience you want to reach.
And I think that, as I tell you, I'm respectful, but I'm quite fearless. And there is not a lot of magazine today, even 10 years ago, because it's almost 10 years now of the magazine, that people have still some freedom in creating images. So it's don't do this, don't do that, don't do this, respect this, total look. I know, it's become very difficult. And I want to give this, this free. And a lot of people come to me because they know CR is a free magazine. You can express yourself, you can use a lot of different sort of girl, you can make mixed fashion, if you with, you know, I love that. And I think there is not a lot of magazine, but you can do this online. Why still a magazine? So this is I'm thinking now, because...
And, you know, when it comes to running, you know, an independent magazine outside a big group, that's hard, right?
Cost money.
So, yeah.
You don't know how much. You don't take care about the price of a production before. After you take care about everything. So then the taxi become expensive. So you change your hotel. You change the way of working, you know. But this is very interesting for me. It makes me better person and more... I understand better the life in a way because I was too protected in Vogue. So I was very happy.
Okay.
And I can do some other thing. I could do advertising. So Carl jumped on me immediately. And he said he jumped on me and he said to Jonathan, oh, Jonathan, I cannot thank you enough, me and Mr. Arno, because now we can work with Karen. We're not, cannot before. So the day I leave Vogue, I start to work with Carl, 10 years working with Carl.
Tell me about that.
I was very frightened to meet Carl at the beginning, but finally...
Did you... You knew him before?
Yeah, but not very well. Honestly, okay. It was not a part of my big friends.
Okay.
Not, I'm nothing against him, but not my family. Of course, I love Chanel. I'm Parisian, so everything at Chanel I love. And suddenly, he asked me to work with him, and we did very well. He was a Virgo. I'm a Virgo. We have two good soldiers, you know. We love to work. We love to work, him and me. And I think we have a lot of fun working together. And I listened to him, he listened to me, and maybe I have a way that Tom and even Carl say that I make the other people better. I don't know why, maybe the way I talk to them, or maybe there was just a moment to tell someone, I'm not sure about the skirt, or maybe Carl is a moment maybe to try without the hat, but there was always a moment to say that, and I knew
and
that
was
moment.
Was he receptive to your feedback?
Totally.
Why do you, like, so what was it
because
about
Because we have fun. We have a lot of fun. And he was happy because I come with a new, let's say, oxygen. I never worked for Chanel. So when you come to Chanel, you see Chanel is a dream. No? It's a dream brand.
Right.
For me, it's a dream brand. So there were so many things at Chanel. Okay, the camellia, the letters, the story of Coco Chanel, the lover of Chanel, the everything she's created, the little black jacket. When you did that book with Carl, you know, everything was so much fun with Carl. Everything is possible with Carl. It's a dream to work with Carl. And you learn so much thing. So at the beginning, I say, oh my God, I'm not of that culture. I'm coming to talk to Carl. And finally with Carl, our conversation was about gossip. He loves gossip. So gossip,
oh,
I know.
He definitely loves
gossip.
Yeah.
Even the naughty gossip. Yeah. And this was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And you know, he respect me a lot. Just him can send me flowers at Mother's Day and tell you, you can be a good stylist and a good mother. Who else can you... says that to you. Just Carl, so I don't get this anymore.
I think this is one of the things that a lot of people who didn't know Carl personally, who only saw Carl from afar, didn't understand, because I think his media personage was so impenetrable in a way, because he created that, you know, that look, and like he seemed in a way very like in his own world. But like for people like you who had the chance and the opportunity to get to know him.
Yes, me, honestly, I lost my father. He was my mentor. I will not say it was another father. It would be too much, but I find a new protector.
Yeah.
And when you are like me, alone with no Vogue or big magazine behind you, to have a protector in that world, you need one.
Yeah.
And Carl was a perfect protector.
Yeah.
He defended me. He pushed me. He asked me everything I asked him. And I pushed him too, you know. And I can say now alone after, but he did H&M. You know, I was at French Vogue. I was not allowed to work for any brand. And he asked me to work with him on H&M. And I say, I like that. I like that Karl Lagerfeld is going to work with H&M. He was the first one.
Yeah.
So I say, of course, let's do it. And we work together on an H&M.
Yeah.
And remember, I give the H&M the idea to put his face on a T-shirt.
And so H&M put his face on a T-shirt because of you?
Yeah.
Wow.
I forgot this. It's Caroline Lebert to me. Me, I forgot.
Oh,
she told me that.
Wow.
Because, you know, my idea come like this, you know, and it was easy with Karl.
Yeah.
And he doesn't like to repeat himself. So we always have to find new ideas. He hates repetition. Me too. I get bored. We get bored too. But it was nice with me, with my family, with my kids. Generous and honestly very nice. And he liked to touch my hand, but very rare of Karl because usually he doesn't touch anyone. No. He touched me a lot.
Yeah.
So it means that he really likes me.
Yeah.
We have 2 chairs, one for me, one for him. We're like an old couple working together.
You miss him?
A lot.
Yeah.
For me, I took him as a present.
Yeah.
I miss him a lot, yes. I lost my protector.
Yeah.
Have you met him a bit, no?
Yeah, I mean, Karl and I spent some really nice time together.
What you were talking about? So we ask you a question.
No, I mean, it's fine. That's why podcasts are fun, because it's more of a conversation. But no, I mean, the first time I met him, I only had 10 minutes notice, and they just said, do you want to interview Karl Lagerfeld? And Suzy Menkes was doing this conference in London, and I had 10 minutes notice. And this was 3 years into BOF. And the video is on YouTube. And they filmed this conversation, and I was so nervous, but he was so kind.
Yes.
And ever since then, like whenever I met him, he'd always really encourage me. You know, he was always saying, you're doing something.
And he never
special.
Forget you.
No.
He don't forget.
Yeah.
He know you. And he go to everyone he knows and he say a nice hello to everyone. It's not just hello from far away. He shake hands, he make a kiss. People doesn't understand how nice
exactly.
This person
I think his
was.
Generosity and his humanity was sometimes lost in the caricature of his personality.
Yes. And he likes this, he protects himself.
Yeah, I guess that was a way of kind of building up an armor in a way or something.
But it really was fun. When I met him the first time, I didn't know what to talk about with him. It was at a lunch, and I say, oh, Karl, do you know Hildegard Knef? I'm sure you don't know who is Hildegard Knef, you know. I was raised, my father is Russian, but he grew up in Germany as a travel. So he was raised in Berlin. And Berlin at that time, when we were kids, I was listening to Hildegard Knef, sort of Marlene Dietrich.
Okay.
So when I was a little girl, I was raised with the music of Hildegard Knef. And horrible name, Hildegard Knef. No? So I met Karl, I said, oh, Karl, do you know Hildegard Knef? Of course.
Karl knows everything, right?
Of course I know her, blah, 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 everything about her. And the day after, I received so many CD of her, so many book about her. Magical.
Yeah. He was a special man.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts. And not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
You know that's the sound of another sale on your online Shopify store. But did you know Shopify powers selling in person, too? That's right. Shopify is the sound of selling everywhere. Online, in-store, on social media, and beyond. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/BOF, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BOF to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/BOF.
So let's talk a little bit about CR today, mm-hmm. because from that single magazine that you launched, you've actually built quite an operation now. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me a little bit about all of the different parts?
Become a publisher almost.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you're not just the editor. You're also, with Vladimir, son, both building this mini
empire?
Publishing company.
A big mini publishing company. Exactly, you have the word. Yes, because we want to expand, we need, and to discover new territory, So we just opened 2 years ago in Japan, what is a good country for paper because they love magazine and they have the respect of magazine. And it did very, very well. And we are supposed to open now in China, but it's postponed, of course. So in September. And I have new territory I like to discover for the magazine. A lot of new territory. I love this word, new territory. There is still new territory to discover, I think.
But why do you think you need a different CR for different markets? Like, why shouldn't it just be one?
Because Japan asked me something special for them. I was sitting in Japan and they asked me something special. And it gave us more power in the country. And we say yes. And I think maybe people will be more exciting to buy CR if it's their own languages with some stories. I don't know, one story just about the designer they like, and the same for China. So
do you use the global content and local content?
We just add one local one, let's say 20 pages in plus for two stories for Japan plus two covers.
Okay. So you do a little bit of customized content, but some of it is.
Yes, for
the
them,
same.
We put like Grams cover, for example, that we did for them.
Okay. And then you're also working with your son, Vladimir. Mm-hmm. What's that like?
Must be. It's always difficult to have to work in the family. It was not premeditated because he did other things before. He was in art. So art and fashion are not very far away. And he was raised in fashion with me because I was good or bad, mix everything.
Yeah.
So he went with me on fashion. So he went with me on shooting. So, everything. And suddenly when I separate, let's say, with my partner, Steven Gunn, he come and naturally he helped me. And I'm so bad in business. I'm so wrong. I'm so, and he protect me. I find a new protector in a way.
Yeah.
And he take off the magazine and find a new place and find the money for the first issue because you have to find the money. And you find to pay people and you have to expand. And this is the job of Vladimir. And we're doing very well together. And we have a lot in common. And I'm very gifted to have him because he started to be the son of Karin Wattfeld, which was very difficult for him. He said, okay, he doesn't know people could be mean. And say, oh, your gallery is not working. So now you find mama to do something. a lot of people think this way.
Right.
But now, because he's expand, he found a lot of new contract, and everything he's doing so well. And in plus, you know, Vladimir is very focused on the magazine, on all the work, but focused even when doing something, let's say, marathon, triathlon, when you have your president wake up at 5, go sport to 6 to 8, and be the first in the office, I think it's the respect of all the people working with you. So he gets the respect of the people, but it's more difficult. Mm-hmm. And now he go everywhere with, not everywhere with me, he go a lot on his own, but he gets the respect of people. And he's talking much better than me because he learned this thing. He was going to American University to go to the goal. So when you talk to someone, me, I'm French, I'm blah, 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 like this, and he goes directly to the point, to the goal. And I think this is very smart, and he has much better English than me. And I think he's much smarter than me. And I think we make a good team. And mm-hmm. he tried to make this legacy about... He was the first one to tell me, Mom, your name become a brand. I never seen my name become a brand. Mm-hmm. He says that. I say, well, maybe my letters, your name... And see, people know who is Karin, they know who is Tom, they know who is Kate, they know who is Carl, they know who is Anna, and maybe that's it.
Yeah.
Or they know who is Imran.
Not really, but anyway.
I think so. Anyway, they will know. They will know. And there was not so many. And he said, your name become a brand, and the reason we start. But I started the perfume before.
Yeah.
And after he make my dream happen, he realized to launch a perfume.
Yeah. So how does it feel to think about yourself as a brand? Is that a strange
I never think
feeling?
Me about this. No, I never think about me as we talk about career. I don't think I made a career. I'm very more simple than this. I don't think I will head to receive a lifetime achievement award. You know, and I don't have a lot of. I get a lot of award, but never almost in fashion. It was my first one as a CFDA in New York. The first time I get an award for fashion. You know,
right.
After everything I did, and so. I even forgot what you asked me about.
I said what it like to when Vladimir says to you, you've become
your brand.
Name
so you know, I never
brand.
Think of me about a brand, certainly yeah. not. But finally, maybe it was right, you know.
Yeah. So where do you take things from here now with CR? Do you have more plan, like more
well,
territories
launched,
and more?
Yes, there is more territory. So now we have this studio. It's like help us to product, to other production. Things. So we're doing CR one way. We did one in what was a huge event. We're not there, but it was really open to people that not lucky as we are to see a lot of shows. And this is this magical show. We
that was the one in
Florence.
Florence. Yeah,
it was quite amazing. All the girls came because they have a lot of they support me because I support them.
Yeah.
Or mostly all the brands say yes to share the same catwalk.
Yeah,
it's
which is very rare.
You know, it's very rare. Just two or three brands say no. Most of the other ones say yes. They trust me. And we did it. So now we try to make another one. And
so what was the goal with CR Runway? What were you know, what was the...
I want to do a special fashion, not in a magazine, but on a runway. That's exactly the same. What is my favorite look of the season for men and women on live and not on a picture? It was exactly the same idea.
And you're trying to do that again now.
I was going to try this again, but you know, and it was amazing. We have Lenny Kravitz. So it's not easy to do that, but we're going to do another one.
Okay. Well, we'll stay tuned for that.
And we did that. We did the calendar. Mm-hmm. You know, we did this last time with, we're doing tonight with a t-shirt this time on Zodiac, you know.
Yeah.
And we have this idea because we do a lot with charity that each t-shirt with each girl will be a charity for own charity.
Ah, okay.
Because I think in fashion, people don't know that the girl and people in charities, they're very supportive of charity, you know? They help a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I help a lot with Amphor.
Yeah.
From 15 years, I think I'm working with Amphor. So we're always supporting charity, and it's a goal that we can share together to create stuff, I think.
Mm.
I hope.
Yeah.
I'm a dreamer, you know?
Yes. So when you think about the fashion world today, Karine, what do you think is the biggest difference now? What's changed? You've have this incredible perspective, 30 years or something. You can look back. How do you think fashion is
it's
different?
Another world with answer.
Do you like it the way it is? Is it good or is it bad? Or
I don't ask me if I like it or don't like it. I say, anyway, it's like this today. I have to adapt.
Yeah.
Fashion is not going to adapt to me, so I have to adapt to fashion, you know? Like to have an iPhone, I start with no iPhone. So I have to adapt to everything, and I try my best. But yesterday, I went to the LVMH prize.
Mm-hmm.
And I support from the beginning. Delphine asked me from the beginning to be there. And each year, I met the young competitors, you know? And I think they're smarter and smarter. The clothes are better and better. And they learn. But they have a bit the same discourse, the same talk about, okay,
sustainability.
Yes. Okay, this is good.
Yeah.
It's an obligation, no? Or if they're born with that, it's going to be an obligation and we have to find a way, that for sure. But I think this is not the only thing in fashion. We have to find other ideas. It's not enough.
Exactly.
It's great, but it's not enough. And I'm a bit bored about always the same talk, to be honest.
Yeah. I agree with you. You know, I just came from there myself. I just did my judging. And they were all talking about upcycling and sustainability. But I think where it works really well is where that mindset is being used to make the creativity more interesting.
Exactly.
Did you see that guy with those biomaterials and he was growing those?
The Lichen, the Italian guy.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
That was incredible. I've never seen that before. And not only is the process of creation
interesting. It's like a physician in a way. It's a crazy magician. It's like a magician for me.
It was incredible.
All in white like this. It was like a magician.
Yeah, he was like a scientist magician.
So this is not wearable, but it's very, you talk with him. You want to talk with him. I ask him so many questions.
Yeah.
Crazy question.
Yeah.
Because he said, I don't want to use a lot of water.
Yeah.
So you what? But you have long hair. How do you wash your hair? It's always a question.
Yeah.
What you mean? But how many buckets of water you put on your hair? Or just one? Okay, so it's good. May I use much more than you? But you know, I love to ask that sort of question to know people. How do you get the money? Are you working in a Burger King? I don't know how you get money to do what you're doing, you know?
Yeah.
It's interesting because they have to have a second job.
Yeah.
They cannot do with no job.
Yeah.
So they have to have two jobs.
And it's so much harder for those young designers now than it was 10, 15 years ago.
Much more because there was many, there was too many. But people love fashion. It makes them dream, so they have to be dreamers, okay, but there is a moment they have to be hard worker and they need a bit of chance. You know, everyone needs a bit of chance and they have to another proposition, something never exists before because, well, please stop to be copy, to be in the trend of today. There is too many like that. It's not enough, you know.
Which is the designer that right now you find the most exciting? So if back in the day it was Jean-Paul Gaultier, who's the designer today?
Of today?
Yeah.
That already...
That you feel is like really...
Of course, I love them now.
Yeah.
Because you have a point of view. You like or you don't like, but it's people say copy, inspired, let's say, by Margiela. And why not? You know, everyone is inspired by Margiela. But I think you have a point of view and very interesting in what he's doing. I respect him a lot. And I like the idea of streetwear come to fashion. I'm not a streetwear person.
No.
So I think it was good when you see someone like Virgil Abloh come on Vito, and you say, oh, let's open the gates. I love that. And I like that people in fashion are nicer than before.
Yeah. Are they nicer?
I think so.
Okay.
I think you see more, as an example visual, he invite more other designers to his show and he go to see the show of other designers. And I like that. But you have to be on your iron clothes. You have to be in the real life. And I like that designer more open to other one, the new one, let's say. I like that. Mm-hmm. I think it's a good sign.
Yeah, I saw Virgil at Loewe today.
I didn't see. Was Loewe?
I think I saw him at Loewe.
So it's good. You know, I remember he went to Céline and I remember that Nicolas went going to support his ex-assistant.
Yeah,
I like
Julien
that.
Julien Dossena.
And I think it's good. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that they come out the ivory tower and they check what's the other one here and they support them. I like that.
Yeah.
And curious. You have to be curious what's happening.
Yeah.
And I think the young designers, they need to be a bit more curious. Okay, they're curious about sustainability, I cannot say eco-friendly. But they have to open more books, go a bit more to museum. I think they need a bit inspiration. They need a bit of culture. I think they're missing culture, a lot of culture.
Is that because of technology and everyone just getting everything through their phones?
They don't know even how to draw.
Yeah.
The last one know to draw was Carl.
Yeah.
I know Azedine. I know Carl. Who is drawing today? No one is really drawing. And all they copy what was from before, but they need to be, you cannot be a designer right away. You have to be an assistant. You have to learn. And some of the young people, they have a bigger ego than the oldest one. And it's a bit wrong.
Mm.
They have to be humble. Mm. And humility is not the thing of, is not the talent of young designer, of a young hairdresser, of young photographer. They're not humble.
Why do you think...
I'm still very humble,
yeah,
you know.
I know you are. You've always been super approachable.
I'm very approachable because I'm a normal person and I'm like to... I was the first one to bring a lot of students, if I can, when you have a power, to bring other people to see a show because you feel the interests of the young student in that place. You know, I love that.
Yeah.
I love to be approachable. I love to talk to people because you learn, they nourish me.
Yeah.
I need to be nourished.
Yeah. That was a lot like Carl too. He loved to be around young people.
Of course. It keeps you young. Yeah. And now I say that my kids and the friend of my kids are too old for me. I'm waiting for the one of my granddaughter because she's a new generation and she's much quicker.
Yeah.
She didn't know what's Billie Eilish. She told me, Grandma, I like to see Billie Eilish. I say, who is Billie Eilish? You don't know her. I say, okay, I did not know what's Billie Eilish, you know, so now I have to wait the next
generation. Now Billie Eilish is on the cover of American Vogue, so you know who she is.
So now I know because my granddaughter told me 1 year ago because she wanted to see her at a spectre, I don't know, with something
concert.
New York. Yeah. And she was invited because I asked, because I have some relation. Grandma, you have relation. Can I see Billie Eilish? I said, we see Billie Eilish. So I make my son, I find, and I invite her to Billie Eilish. Okay, I can be magician sometimes for her, but the way, the new generation, but I'm very curious. Yeah. Very, very curious.
Yeah.
I think it makes me young inside.
Yeah.
Because, and maybe my body is young because I'm constantly running.
Yeah.
I run. I go to a young designer, to a show, to an old friend, to an exhibition, and travel constantly to, let's say, new territory. I'm going to go to Doha, I was last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I love people. And I try, you know, I push people. Also, I think at French Vogue, I was the first one to put a transgender on the cover with high heels, black high heels, and a Burberry look.
A transgendered woman.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And with a Burberry's cover with both Burberry's. It was the first one, but I didn't. I just think, oh my God, he has great legs. You know, I don't want to say he or she. I'm very bad with it. And Jonathan told me, can we? I said, no, it's just a Peter. It's okay. And it sells very well because people like that. People are curious. And after I dedicated an entire issue to a black woman, Lia Kibede, I think she's so beautiful. I don't like to be a quota, never like that. For me, it's a part of my world, you know. It's when I put Halima on my cover, I was so much criticized. So much criticized.
Really?
On my Instagram, I was killed.
What was
mostly
the criticism? What was the criticism?
Because they don't understand what I put a woman with a scarf
with a hijab.
Supposed to criticize our way of dressing. But I think if you don't open the gate, if you don't know them, if they don't know you, it will never be possible. So fashion is a great way to open the gate.
Yeah.
And I'm open the gate all the time.
Yeah.
And look what Halima become. She's amazing.
Now, I mean, Halima's an inspiration to young girls all around the world.
Yes,
now.
And she's an amazing talker.
Yes. She communicates super
so well. And she's the face of UNICEF. And she was helped by UNICEF. And now she's the face of UNICEF. And she called me Fashion Mama. Because finally, what I did for her, it was naturally for me to do that. It became like a fairy tale. She was working, helping in a hospital, you know.
Yeah.
Suddenly she traveled and she went to the Vanity Fair party at the Oscar. The Oscar, you know, Vanity Fair party. It's a dream for her, but I think it's fantastic. I love that, you know. I love to open the gate and I will keep as much as I can to be able to open the gate.
Well, I'm grateful for you because I think our industry needs more people who have the kind of influence and visibility that you have to open the gates.
I open the gate and I will keep on. Maybe it's going to burn me like Joan of Arc one day, but I will keep on. And even keep new photographer, a new talent, and new ideas, and even they say it's wrong, it's okay. You know, we change. It's six months. It's just fashion.
What happens when you make mistakes, though? Like, how do you recover from that?
You know what makes the biggest mistake for me is whether I don't follow my instinct. I don't like to have regrets, and I have some regrets.
What are your regrets?
Stupid thing, like I regret some covers I did for French Vogue. I was one I love with Eva Zegova screaming in a Versace dress and huge jewelry in Walmart with my autistic, like maybe 10 years ago, and I don't put the cover because my magazine told me, no, blah, 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 and suddenly you listen, and I still regret it. I send a letter to Eva to see I'm regretting that cover. I respect people, but I have to listen my instinct.
Yeah.
Well, you know, like Halima.
Yeah.
If I was someone above me, maybe they would say no. It's too dangerous. Dangerous for what?
Yeah.
But it's too dangerous.
Yeah.
And they would say no. Just say, sometimes I ask my son because he's a bit more realistic than me. And he asks him about Halima. I say, of course. It's totally from your school, you know. Open the gate to Halima. I think she's beautiful. She needs to be on the cover. Just because she's beautiful, we don't care where she's come from.
Yeah.
And fashion is just an accessory.
Yeah.
And now I look very modest.
Yeah.
No, I'm a modest look.
Exactly. Well, Karine, thank you for taking time to chat with me.
Thank you.
Congratulations on everything. I think the Karine Reutfeldt who's independent, an independent operator seems free to continue to take risks.
Of course.
And open gates and be fearless.
I'm fearless, but I'm respectful always to anyone.
Okay.
And I don't make a difference between, well, I never met a queen, but I will say someone very important, like a big Carl. He was nicer to Anna Wintour, of course, but he was nicer to my assistant, to the intern, and nicer to all the ladies, the seamstress working with him.
He was the same with everybody.
Yes, and I think this is the chicness.
Okay.
This is the idea of chic for me. So thank you, Carl.
Thank you, Carl, and thank you, Karim. This is Imran Ahmed, founder and CEO of The Business of Fashion. That's all for Inside Fashion this week on the BOF Podcast. We're coming to you from Paris Fashion Week. And tune in next week for the next episode of Inside Fashion. Bye. If you've enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe, give us a rating, and you might be interested in joining the Business of Fashion's global membership community, BOF Professional. Our members receive exclusive deep dive analysis, regular email briefings, as well as unlimited access to our archive of over 10,000 articles, our new iPhone app, biannual special print editions, and all of the online courses and learning materials from BOF Education.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.